Thanks for connecting with Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information. Coming up next on Pod Topics, you'll hear our Moving Business Forward podcast, focusing on businesses and organizations in the Chattanooga area. With the calendar turning to 2022, the countdown to filing annual tax returns begins. In this episode of Moving Business Forward, we'll be making a visit to the Elliott Davis firm and talking with two of their senior managers, Sarah Denton and Alan Doak. Here's a preview featuring Sarah.
Elliott Davis Cares is our community outreach program, and we're involved in all kinds of different things in Chattanooga. For example, we work with the Salvation Army Angel Tree. We also have been involved in the Day of Caring. We did YMCA meal packing, also helped out at the Northside Neighborhood House. We encourage our employees to share their talents, so a lot of us serve on various nonprofit boards in the city. I have such a great team of people that I work with here in Chattanooga. They're the best. Working with clients, being able to get to know them, and being involved in helping them find solutions to things, really feeling like I'm making an impact.
Welcome back to Moving Business Forward from Pod Topics. Thanks for joining us for the sixth installment in our series, which is dedicated to sharing perspectives and insights from the leaders and decision makers in the Chattanooga area. As we've shared with you in our previous episodes, we're placing the spotlight on the people who are meeting the challenges they face to keep their respective businesses and organizations moving forward during these changing times. As we mentioned in the opening, this episode will be featuring Sarah Denton and Alan Doak from Elliott Davis, which has more than 100 years of history as a leading accounting, audit, tax, and business advisory firm with offices across the Southeast. Elliott Davis has strong roots in the Chattanooga market. In 2021, Elliott Davis ranked among the top 40 firms in the country, as measured by revenue on Accounting Today magazine's annual Top 100 Accounting Firms list. Elliott Davis employs nearly 750 professionals across its network of offices. For this edition of Moving Business Forward, Greg Thompson, the executive producer of Pod Topics, made a visit to the Chattanooga office of Elliott Davis to talk with Sarah Denton and Alan Doak, two of the senior managers working in Chattanooga.
We're here in a conference room at Elliott Davis in downtown Chattanooga. And as you heard in the opening, we're talking with Sarah Denton and Alan Doak from Elliott Davis. Welcome to Moving Business Forward, folks.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Before we get into the meat of the interview, I want to have folks get a chance to know you guys, get a sense of your professional path and what brought you to Elliott Davis. Sarah, why don't we start with you and tell us how you found your way to Elliott Davis.
Okay, well, I'm a tax professional here at Elliott Davis now at the senior manager level. I started my career in the Atlanta area at PwC, then moved to Chattanooga in 2008 and joined the DiCosimo firm. Did several years with DiCosimo and then took a little break and went into the corporate realm and then have come back to Elliott Davis in 2019.
And Alan, tell us a little bit about how you found your path to Elliott Davis and to Chattanooga.
Sure. Went to school at the University of Georgia, graduated with an accounting degree there, and ended up actually moving to Charleston, South Carolina, where I took a job with Elliott Davis. Spent about 4 or 5 years there, and a few things happened. Elliott Davis merged with DiCosimo. I have a lot of family in the area, and ended up moving back to Chattanooga with my family. So I've been here for 5 or 6 years now.
Let's start there. What do you like about Chattanooga? And as you said, Elliott Davis is a large firm, and we spoke about it a little bit in the opening, but you guys have offices all around the Southeast. There you are in Charleston, South Carolina, which is a great city. Very cool place. You said you had family here, but what else attracted you to come to Chattanooga?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I tell somebody from Charleston that I moved to Chattanooga, sometimes they'll say, why? But being here, it's really nowhere I'd rather live. Of course, the geography, living close to the mountains, all the outdoor activities around here is a phenomenal attribute to the city. And then the culture and life downtown has grown significantly. I grew up in the area. It's grown significantly over the last 20, 30 years. A lot of changes. So Charleston, yeah, not a bad place. It's been a few years, but yeah, couldn't ask for a better place to live here in Chattanooga.
Sarah, I'd like to ask you the same question because you are in the Atlanta area.
That's right.
Again, another great place to live, lots of advantages of a big city. Yet here's Chattanooga, 100, 120 miles to the north. It called you.
That's right. And I love Chattanooga. This is definitely my home now. I've been here for about 13, almost 14 years. Chattanooga is just such a great place to live. The quality of life here is wonderful. I live 5 minutes from the office.
We're talking about how Chattanooga's changed, but think about that. 20 years ago, that really wasn't possible. Now you're right downtown and right in the middle of things here.
Yes, I love that. And I've loved watching all the changes around the city, new restaurants coming in, the music scene really kind of gearing up over the last 5 or 6 years, seeing new businesses come into the area. It's just a great place to be. I've got children that are in the public school system at Normal Park here in Chattanooga, which has been just a really great experience for my family as well.
So let's talk a little bit about what you guys do in your jobs. Alan, tell us a little bit about what your job, what does your day look like? What do you do?
So I'm a senior manager in our assurance group here in Chattanooga. And what that means is that I work with a lot of companies around the area and throughout the Southeast, work with a team who essentially does a deep dive on their financial information, looking at health of company, that kind of thing. And we do reports on financial information for companies.
When you think about it, that's really kind of one of those wellness checks. And I think that's one of those things, if you're a business, sometimes you don't want to look under the hood, but those who do can see how things are running well. One of the things that I know in business, they say revenue cures a lot of things, right? So in times when revenues aren't as strong, or even if they're even, it's always good to be looking at things.
Right, absolutely. That's one thing that I love about what I do is I work with a lot of manufacturers, and also on the flip side, a lot of not-for-profits. On both ends of the spectrum, I get to see what organizations do well, and also, unfortunately, sometimes how they fail.
Sarah, if you would, take us inside of your day-to-day job.
Sure. I am on the tax side. I'm a senior manager in our tax practice here at Elliott Davis. I work mainly with corporations, businesses on tax planning, tax compliance, closely held businesses, so companies that are owned by a family group. We can advise them on business tax, estate planning, their individual taxes. And then I also am part of the international tax group here. So we focus on foreign filings for U.S. companies that might have a subsidiary or a branch in a foreign country. We also work with foreign companies that might have a branch or a subsidiary here in the United States and help them with the U.S. tax compliance filings in that area. And then just a lot of planning. So if a client wants to open a sub in another country, we can advise them on how to go about doing that.
One of the things that you talked about just now is doing advisory work. And I know that the DeCosmo firm, which you worked with previously, and as Alan noted, was part of the 2015 merger, advisory was a hallmark of what DeCosmo did. And I know Elliott Davis over the years, that's been a big hallmark of Elliott Davis as well. Can you talk about advisory, particularly with the businesses in Chattanooga? Because as we mentioned, the name DeCosmo has a long history in Chattanooga.
That's right. And I think that is one of the main reasons that the Elliott Davis and DeCosmo merger worked so well, is that both of these firms have a focus on partnering with the business. So not just doing an audit or doing tax compliance work, but really becoming a partner with the business owners and being able to advise them on a whole variety of things that are going to affect their business.
I would think for you guys, that is really one of the fun parts of your job, is that you're able to, yes, I'm going to do an audit, or I'm going to do a task that has been prescribed or assigned or agreed to, but while you're doing it, hey, have you thought about this, or have you thought about that?
That's right. So many different things happen to a business during the course of its lifetime. So we get involved in transactions. So a lot of our clients, if they decide they're going to purchase, acquire another company, we can get involved with that and advise them on the tax implications, as well as we have clients that sell, so we can help with all of those types of transactions. We can also help with new tax legislation that comes out. Things change all the time. So looking at things like tax credit and different incentives are things that we can get involved with too, and those are the things that are pretty exciting.
You mentioned the selling. Valuation is a huge part of accounting, advisory. There's businesses that don't typically think about that, because usually when you're working a business, building a business, you're not thinking about selling. And if you're thinking about selling, you might not think about what is the value of this. So knowing that you guys do all of those things under one roof, the firm has taken a lot of thought in the services that you guys have and that you're weaving together.
Piggybacking off of that, believe it or not, doing audits isn't all that much fun, but it's really, believe it or not, only a fraction of what we do. So what Sarah was saying, what we really enjoy doing is partnering with companies, finding solutions, connecting them with other people around our company to make sure that we're really supporting and helping companies to grow in all the right ways. And so that's what really is one of the more fulfilling parts about what we do, is not just the technical part of what we do, and that's all fine, and we want to do a really good job at that, but it's all the other things that go along with it.
I think it's kind of funny that you mentioned that audits aren't that fun, because audits really aren't fun for your clients either.
That's right.
You'd never want to see that come up, get that letter from the IRS. But again, it goes back to how you partner with people and work with them. You've got a lot of empathy, and I think that's probably one of the things that, as you're looking at their business from a universal standpoint, that when you need to do an audit, you make it a positive experience for them.
Really, one of the big ways we do that is we really focus on relationships. If we can make it a positive experience, just in so many different ways, just growing a relationship, if nothing else, we'll enjoy the conversation along the way, then we've succeeded there.
One of the things that folks know just from the title of our podcast is the fact that we're looking at how businesses are moving forward. One of the places that we're focusing with the podcast is obviously how businesses and organizations have dealt with the pandemic. Everybody's clipping along. Here's January of 2020. January is right in the middle, Sarah, of busy season, as they say, for taxes. All of a sudden, here comes February and March. Chattanooga has shut down along with the rest of the country. How did you guys deal with things? Let's rewind the clock to 2 years ago. How did you go virtual?
It was pretty easy for us to go virtual. We have great technology, so really everyone already had the ability to work from home. We definitely made more use of different technologies that we may not have in the past, such as Microsoft Teams. There were some people that probably had to have a little bit of setup, but it wound up working great for us. Now, the good thing was that the IRS decided to extend the tax deadline. So we did have a little bit more time, and clients had a little bit more time to gather their information if they weren't able to do that. So that was helpful.
As we spin it out for a second and we look at some of the impacts of what's been pandemic and post-pandemic, can you talk about how the demand for your services has shifted in the last couple of years?
Sure. So audits still needed to be done. Tax returns were still due. So kind of our traditional services, the demand for those really didn't change drastically. But what came into place were different legislation related to the pandemic, or different working situations that occurred due to the pandemic caused different tax situations to arise. Things like the Paycheck Protection Program. Many of our clients took advantage of those loans. There's a lot of compliance that goes along with those. As a firm, we were able to help our clients kind of navigate through a lot of that process, getting the loan and then going through the forgiveness process as well. Also, the employee retention credits. So very complex process of getting these credits, that's something that we were able to advise our clients on and help them kind of go through that process to get those credits they were entitled to. Then things like having remote workers. If you're somewhere like Chattanooga, if you have someone that has been working in your office but suddenly is working from home and they live in Georgia, then now you've got a state tax withholding issue, and something that a lot of people might not be aware of. We were advising our clients on a lot of those type of issues. So it's just those type of additional issues that came up.
You're listening to Moving Business Forward from Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information. Let's take you back to our conversation with Sarah Denton and Alan Doak, two of the senior managers working in the Chattanooga office of the Elliott Davis firm.
Alan, I want to shift to you for a second, because we talked earlier about working in assurance and One of the things that you do is look at the health of a business. I can imagine that the demand for your team's services became very acute because when you're looking at the pressures that are on businesses when things are closed down, particularly I'm thinking of restaurants and places that a lot of foot traffic, that the health of the business was really at stake. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when the pandemic first hit, I really just tried to stay connected with my clients and just make sure that I was a phone call away, could talk through all the things and forecasting, what does it look like. We were in the midst of our traditional audit season as well. And part of that, you're right, we have to look at the financial health of companies. So we have some difficult discussions about, all right, what is this going to look like in a year? Because that's very much part of what we do. But it was incredible to me to see how we came from in March, April of 2020, where the future was so bleak. Fast forward a year later, 2021 has been a record year for a lot of companies. Not everybody, to be sure, but it is amazing to see how the constraint has become less and less on demand and all the issues with shutdowns and what was happening related to COVID to we can't physically get enough product out our door. I mean, it's a supply chain issue. Mm-hmm. Like, the demand is there for so many of these companies. It's just trying to work everything through the pipes.
That brings up a great point. I'm going to throw it out on the table here to let you guys talk about it for a second. Can you talk generally about how that shifted in the advice and the strategic part of what you guys do for businesses? How did the circumstances, how did the economic conditions shift in what you guys were doing or thinking?
A couple things come to mind. One is related to our digital practice. So we have a group out of our firm that focuses solely on the digital world. So a big part of that is cybersecurity. So you think about things like Colonial Pipeline, and it seems like big ones happen every month. More and more as companies go remote, it just has become more of an enhanced risk. That's one where we try to stay very connected. At one point, people thought, well, I'm a small company. Nobody's going to try to hack me. But then when in reality, you're smaller, so you don't have all the resources to
block.
So we try to stay very connected with that. And another one also kind of in tandem to that is we work with a lot of companies with our management consulting services where we come alongside more operationally. So trying to solve more complex problems where maybe it's a supply chain issue that you're trying to solve, where we can add a little bit more advice that's kind of outside of the numbers, but a little bit more boots on the ground, how to find solutions. It's been really cool to see how kind of the world has evolved in that regard.
So as I'm listening to Alan, I'm reflecting back a little bit on our conversation. We've talked a lot about you guys doing tax and audit, but Alan's talking about cybersecurity. And I think that when the public looks at Elliott Davis, they may only look at, yeah, they do taxes. But what else in the scope of services business world do you guys work with?
Right. So Elliott Davis does have kind of a wealth of knowledge that goes beyond audit and tax. And a lot of times what will happen is as we're working with our audit and tax clients and we have that relationship and we're continuing to find out what's going on in their business, what kind of challenges they're having, then a lot of times we can bring in these other specialized areas to help them with things. Like Alan was saying, cybersecurity is a big one that has come up recently. A lot of people are finding a need for, they can come do an assessment of your current system to see where the holes are, which is pretty interesting. And then the management services, we can also help with business systems, like software, or what type of systems to put into place for your business to best manage. We have a group that does that. And then the valuation group. So a lot of times if I'm working with someone, like right now is a great time for one of my customers to maybe switch the type of entity that they are. So they've been a C Corp, but they want to be an LLC. In order to do that, we need our valuation group to come in and do a valuation on the business so that we can correctly calculate the tax gain on that conversion.
Alan, Sarah's given us a very interesting list of services that Elliott Davis provides. I know there are a couple of others, and one that I've always found very fascinating, and I know it's one that you guys do, and I was hoping you could speak to it for a moment, but forensic accounting. While we're at it, is there anything that Sarah might have missed?
Yeah, absolutely. Forensic accounting. And that's an interesting one, too, where particularly if someone's concerned about theft or something like that, fraud, that where we do a deeper dive and help companies identify source and exposure related to that. So yeah, we have a lot of interesting things happening there. I guess I would say just overall, try to be very demand driven. So I mean, if there's a demand out there, we try to make sure that we either do it or partner with somebody who does. As a company, that's one thing that I've been impressed by over my 10 years at the firm, just the expansion of the breadth and depth of resources that we have across our footprint has just been really impressive.
As you talk about that, where have you seen the greatest areas of growth for your services?
I would say one place, and I mentioned it earlier, is under the broad umbrella of our digital group. A lot of companies have, over the past 4 or 5 years, have had old legacy systems that needed to be upgraded. And for better or worse, they chose the last couple of years to do that. That is certainly one area where we've seen a lot of need, because it is very difficult to implement a new system while you're running a business. It's kind of like changing a tire when you're driving down the highway, right?
Which is kind of difficult. Even in NASCAR, that's a very difficult thing to
right.
do. Along those lines, have you seen since 2020 services change because of the pandemic, or are there things that innovations that have come along that have caused you guys to pivot and look at new services, those types of things? What impact has the pandemic had on your growth of services?
Yeah, so I think that's a really good question. And our environment has certainly changed in a lot of different ways. I would say that there's not necessarily a new service line that we've seen develop over the course of the last 2 years as a result of the pandemic. But I think we've seen a lot more push towards, again, that digital side, the accessing information, using data analytics to really understand what's going on behind the numbers is really one place where I would say we've seen a lot of traction and a lot of really cool things come through it, using all of these really interesting tools to mine the data, turn it into information, and help management teams make better decisions.
Because I would think that when you're coming out of a pandemic, and if you've done PPP and you've done EIDL and you've stretched your resources and you're trying to come back, you want to try to be as efficient and as economical as you can be to fuel your own recovery.
Absolutely. I think that's definitely true and something that we're seeing. It's been cool to watch companies streamline operations, do things quicker, do things better, and really honestly rethink a lot of processes.
Well, Alan and Sarah, we talked a little bit earlier about how much you guys enjoy this community, what drew you to it, and I want to talk a little bit about the approach that the firm has taken to community involvement, because I know historically that the DeCosmo firm was very involved in the community. And I know historically that Elliott Davis has been very involved in the communities where the firm has a presence. Talk to us a little bit about that, if you would.
Elliott Davis Cares is our community outreach program, and we're involved in all kinds of different things in Chattanooga. For example, we work with the Salvation Army Angel Tree. We also have been involved in the Day of Caring. We did YMCA meal packing, helped with that, did some work at the Shambliss Center for Children. Also helped out at the Northside Neighborhood House with some things they had going on there. Involved in a lot of those kinds of things through Elliott Davis Cares. Also Meals on Wheels. We have volunteers go out on Fridays to participate in that program. So we're involved in a lot of things like that, but also we encourage our employees to share their talents. So a lot of us serve on various nonprofit boards in the city. And Elliott Davis sponsors different community programs like the Broadway series at the Memorial Auditorium through the Tivoli Theater. We support different things like that.
Alan, what does it mean to you as part of the firm here in Chattanooga to see your office get involved in the community the way that it has?
I love it. And honestly, it's one of my favorite things about the firm. We have a couple organizations that we invite on site every year, United Way being one of them, Arts Build being another, and we have campaigns specifically for those organizations. Similar to Sarah, I'm also involved on several boards. And as a CPA, it's a great opportunity to partner with organizations and support them at the board level for financial needs or whatever shape that might take. But probably more important than that, appreciate how we have a commitment to the community for boots on the ground type of service.
It's one thing to give money, it's another thing to give back. I think that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. There's no shortage of opportunities to participate in service days, and I think most people make it a priority, which is really, really neat to see.
And I think that speaks well of your firm that you guys are encouraged to go out and do that. And I think that makes it a place that you say, man, I really want to come to work here and do this. I see you nodding your head, sir.
It's definitely a part of our firm culture. That's just a huge piece of it, is that we are involved in those types of things. And I think that is attractive to people in the workplace.
We've talked a lot about Chattanooga, Hamilton County. We've talked a lot about businesses. So as we look forward to the economic climate, the business climate here, what excites you about the growth that is happening in Chattanooga and Hamilton County? And what do you guys see moving forward?
I'll say that one thing that really excites me is I think there's currently a large influx of talent and people moving here from larger markets or leaving larger corporations, and just by nature of remote work, they can live anywhere and they're picking here.
Kind of discovering it like you guys did a few years ago, right?
Absolutely. So I've had friends, relatives, all that kind of moving back to Chattanooga, which has been really, really fun to see.
When you see that happening on the business scene and you see a lot of startups happening through CoLab and other resources, you've got the Tennessee Small Business Development Center, you've got the Chattanooga Chamber, you've got the incubator here. There's a lot of resources that can help small businesses grow into bigger businesses. So that's got to be pretty exciting for you guys as a firm that's reaching out and working with businesses.
That's right. And partnering with those organizations and seeing the new businesses come in and being a part of that. We've had some different programs like partnering with the Small Business Development Center and working with those businesses on basic tax issues is exciting to see. And like Alan said, it's great to see people coming in from other markets and seeing the diversity come into Chattanooga and people with various experiences coming into our community and just kind of enriching the whole city.
I can't let you guys get out of here without asking a really serious question. And that is there any incoming legislation or regulations that you guys are actively watching? And particularly now, because we are heading into tax season. We are looking at year-end things and the next year and planning and all that. So is there anything out there right now that you guys have your eye on that businesses should know about?
From a tax perspective, yes, having a new administration come in is always an opportunity for tax legislation to change. We've been following this Build Back Better bill and the tax provisions that are included in there that we've been watching. And as those change, when it goes from committee to the House and now it's in the Senate being debated, just staying abreast of those changes and the impacts that legislation would have on our clients is currently what we're watching. Right now, they're debating the SALT cap, the state tax deduction caps is being debated, which is kind of a big thing for a lot of our clients.
This is a lot of stuff out there that the everyday person wouldn't think about, and it's interesting and cool that you guys are watching out for that.
That's right. A lot of international tax provisions also changing, so kind of staying in the loop on those, being able to advise our clients that have some international business concerns on those changes has been taking up most of my time right now.
As we close things out, I want to ask you guys each one question, and that is, what's the best part of your job? And Alan, let's start with you.
For me, I definitely say it's the relationships that I have the opportunity to build, both at our firm, an office with 100 people, a firm of 700-800 people, and then also with my clients. Just get to meet a lot of really cool people and participate in their lives. Maybe it's a few weeks a year, maybe it's for my coworkers all year round, but building relationships and really long-term connections is what I would say.
Sarah, give you the last word here.
I would agree with Alan. I would say I have such a great team of people that I work with here in Chattanooga. They're the best. Working with clients, being able to get to know them and being involved in helping them find solutions to things, really feeling like I'm making an impact for those people is really the best thing to me.
That closes out our visit with Sarah Denton and Alan Doak from Elliott Davis for this edition of the Moving Business Forward podcast from Pod Topics. We'd like to thank both Sarah and Alan for joining us here on Moving Business Forward. If you would like to learn more about Elliott Davis, please visit the firm's website at elliottdavis.com. Elliott is spelled with two L's and two T's. Once again, that web address is elliottdavis.com. Before we close out the podcast, we'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Moving Business Forward on your favorite podcast platform. You can find Moving Business Forward on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio Podcast, and all other major podcast services. By becoming a subscriber, you'll be notified whenever we post a new episode, and on some of these platforms, you'll also have the opportunity to rate our podcast. Once again, thank you for spending part of your day with us here on Pod Topics, the place for engaging conversations and insightful information.